Item number 16, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. So I open that up to the commission for ideas or blue sheets or whatever.
I have several things. I'll start with a couple of blue sheets.
Yeah, your mic.
Mic. Thank you. I will start with a couple of blue sheets. The first is entitled Washington Wolf Conservation and Management Plan. And I've asked, I'm not asking for a particular due date, but set a priority level of medium importance and medium urgency. And what I'm requesting is, since the Washington Wolf Conservation and Management Plan was adopted in December 2011, the state's wolf population has steadily grown, and staff has undertaken numerous management actions. I would like to provide a briefing on the plan, including any areas that should be reviewed as we've gained experience with wolf management. And what I'm requesting is a briefing. Do you want both of them? Or
yeah, do both.
Okay.
Why don't we just act as each is a motion?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a motion.
I second.
Okay. Motion been made, second. Any further discussion on Commissioner Thornburn's blue sheet? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same side.
Okay, my second is entitled Monitoring and Recovery Status of ESA-Listed Fish Populations. And again, I haven't requested a due date, but set the priority level is both medium in importance and medium in urgency. What I'm requesting is Washington has many ESA-listed fish populations requiring management of conservation and recovery. Population monitoring is fundamental to the management of endangered and threatened species. Provide an overview of the state's listed fish populations and the methods used for monitoring their recovery status. Perhaps in addition, we could highlight two or more example populations showing various recovery trends, such as improvement or decline. And again, I requested this as a briefing.
Could I just comment? Because that's a pretty big briefing. That's it's complicated. And so if you wanted an overview, it's going to be superficial.
Yeah.
I remember.
A couple of example populations.
Yeah, right. And following.
Give an overview, give a general sort of overview of what the population, where and what the populations are, methodologies, overview, for monitoring, and then maybe pull out a couple of examples of where we're doing okay and where we aren't.
Yeah. So that makes it a little bit more in-depth, in particular.
So a
couple.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that the Columbia River might be one of those examples, given that we're still in the midst of trying to figure out what we're doing. And I remember, I think it was Bill Twight gave us that presentation years ago in which the timetable was, as I recall, 75 years for achieving recovery, which was kind of shocking to me since we're all going to be dead by then. So how do you hold that anybody accountable with it projected timeline like that? But I like the idea a lot, and I'd like to just suggest that we specify the Columbia River as one of those examples. Okay.
So with that, do you have a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made, seconded. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Good.
I have one other issue that I would like to discuss, and that is a request that we consider a retreat, kind of following up on some of our discussion at the beginning of the meeting, looking at issues of our processes and communications as a commission, and also if it were to fit in the department's budget for perhaps a little bit more in-depth training from Francine Madden. We had the overview on conflict transformation, but maybe including kind of a training session in the manner that management staff is receiving training from Francine in conflict transformation. So I would just like to move forward with some of these discussions that we've been having in terms of our processes, if we could.
And I don't know if we need a motion for that, but I would just add that, as I said, I wanted to bring up my continuing interest in improving agency transparency. And whatever we can do that's realistic, and it could be a discussion we have during the retreat, but I just want that item, that idea, whatever we can do, because we are the body that is there to give the public more access to the leadership of the department and transparency about how decisions are made. So that's one of our major functions, and I think we need to improve that.
Might I suggest that we could do an executive call, a conference call, or an executive call?
Executive committee
call? Yeah, executive committee call to spell it out. Some flesh on the retreat. So Tammy can schedule that.
Sounds good.
I think it's beneficial. So I suggested Bellingham. You can party at my house.
Yeah. I'd like to just have a quick discussion with the commission about where we head now with the Willapa Bay and the Grays Harbor discussion. So as I understand it, we've been briefed. We've heard some great testimony from the public. This was a briefing as part of our adaptive management component of each of those plans. Are we going to adapt for any given reason or for any facts that were presented by staff and or public, or are those discussions going to continue with, for instance, the Fish Committee and staff contacting some of the people that had very good input here? So I guess I'd just like to understand what we're all thinking is what happens next. Is this the end of that briefing and there's no further action to be taken, or is there a follow-up process, which in the past might have been staff fleshing out some of the suggestions from the public or advisory groups, working with the Fish Committee, and then I want to make sure if that's happening that we don't lose that and that we do it correctly, and that then the Fish Committee would be on the agenda in the future at some point for a good discussion of how we might adapt with different alternatives. And I guess, am I way off base in that thought process, or where are we at? Because we've been briefed, we're in adaptive management, where do we go next?
Mr. Chair. Commissioner Caney, I appreciate your comments, and I agree wholeheartedly. But right now you're looking at the Fish Committee. Me. So I suggest that we add this discussion topic, and unfortunately other members of the Fish Committee were not here to hear some of the testimony, the presentation. But I suggest we add this to our conference call on Friday. I don't know if we have time, if that works. That's one suggestion. But I agree. You know, we're 2 years into this. We've learned, sounds like we've learned quite a bit of information. I think we at least need to have a discussion. What do we do next? Do we do nothing? Do we tweak some things? Do we look at other things? A discussion to have.
Put it on the conference call? Is that?
Yeah.
Just caution that we don't want to be tweaking it without remembering all the moving parts. And I found myself during the Grays Harbor presentation not remembering some of the key parts of the whole system. So I would just caution that before we as a group make a decision to unravel any piece of this, we really understand why we came up with and voted to adopt the whole system. So not just to make these decisions because the stakeholders are coming to us saying we're not catching enough fish. Give us this, because we're not in the business of guaranteeing anybody a particular harvest.
Commissioner Wecker, thank you. I mean, I don't disagree with you. My motivation is not because I'm hearing people are saying they're not catching enough fish. I have real questions about the willow paw and the objective of removing hatchery fish, which is a key component. I mean, I think I agree with Commissioner Caney that we owe it. We're committed. It says in the policy that we do an annual review, and an annual review, in my mind, is something more than a staff report.
Let's put it on the agenda for Friday. Okay. Well, at least we'll. What? It'll get the discussion underway. Okay. Other items?
No, not really. But I guess I agree with both or a couple of the commissioners. Some of these policies were just barely kicking off, and so we'll have to listen to staff and what they might see as some reasonable management changes from an adaptive standpoint. But I do think that it's been my experience that when you make a management or large-scale change, you do need to let it run a bit to find out how things are going to work. So, lots of environmental variability that can work within a system of management. So,
I think it's all part of the...
I don't think there's any disagreement, Director. Okay, any other observations, new commissioner?
My observations of today's meeting is that it did not go as I expected. When I got this appointment, I had to work pretty hard to get it, and from the outside, from many, many people, I got more condolences than congratulations because they said, you know, you are entering a hornet's nest. And my first observation, what I want to say is that you'll hear me being very quiet for a while. Fish is something that I need to learn about, and I understand that I'm replacing somebody that was at least well-respected and I think quite well-liked by many members of the fish community, and so I'm not going to try to fill his shoes. I'm going to the back of the line, and I will be quiet for a while. But my other observation of this group is not only how pleasant every single person, even the ones who were angry, was in their delivery of their comments, but also the amount of time that this group has put into these issues. It's incredible, and you all throw around, 24 years, 30 years, 40 years. I want to say as a citizen of this state that that's a pretty amazing wealth of knowledge sitting right here in front of me, and I'll listen to anybody who wants to give me their time. So thanks a lot.
Well said. Yes. That's worthy of a clap. Okay. Hearing nothing else, thank you. All you guys and ladies out there for your input and staff, everybody. So I will bring to a close the